Discourse on Under One Banner Petition and Dissolution of Government by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. 6. Legislation. That any and all enactments by the Congress shall, from this time forward, provide a statement as to which portion of the Constitution grants the government authority over the subject matter contained in the enactment, specifically explaining how that authority was derived. That any and all enactments will stand alone and bear on a specific and singular object without riders and amendments that deal with matters that are not directly related to the titled subject. That no federal enactment will override or undermine or in any way discourage any legislation or referendum of a state of the Union which is exercising its rights under Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. That all bills submitted to the House of Representatives and the Senate of the United States shall be read in their entirety, including the constitutional authority, when said bill is first introduced to the respective House and just prior to voting on such bill, and that the entire text of any such bill shall be made available to the public by publication in all major newspapers. For the purpose of reduction of the deficit and the debt incurred by the previous Congresses, the House of Representatives shall enact no new legislation which grants money that was otherwise unearned, i.e. welfare, block grants, etc., and shall adjust all such existing programs to reduce expenditures by 25% or more of the current expenditure each year until said program is reduced to nothing, and that all grants, loans, or other payments to other nations, domestic organizations, non-domestic organizations, or entities shall cease at the end of the current fiscal year and not be reinstated until such time as the budget of the United States shall be balanced and there is no future encumbrance or obligation for repayment of any debt. Congress shall enact laws which act upon entities or corporations which are created by the federal government that will provide oversight into their operation to include limiting any corporation to act only within a limited scope or industry and not extend itself into areas where it has not been specifically authorized to conduct business by the articles of its creation, prohibit corporations from investing in other corporations, the stock market, securities, futures, or any other enterprise for the purpose of making a profit or creating a loss, prohibit importation of any goods, products, or materials from other countries unless unavailable within the United States, prohibit outsourcing of any aspect of the business, provide that no foreign or domestic corporation may hold stock in the corporation, and provide that no more than 10% of the shares of the corporation may be held by any other than citizens of the United States. Congress shall abide by the intent of the 27th Article and Amendment to the Constitution and shall repeal any law contrary to that intent and shall not create any pension, benefit, medical coverage, except while in office, that is subsidized by the government unless that same program is available to all the citizens of the United States. 7. Elections. That the Congress shall enact legislation which provides for fair access to all elections by removing any enactments, laws, or rules which give favor to any political party over another political party or individual seeking office, and shall limit the fees required to such office not to exceed $5,000 for any federal office under authority of Article 1, Section 4, Clause 1. That the Congress shall prepare for presentation to the States of the Union an amendment to the Constitution which would provide for the States to repeal the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, and if the States so desire, by ratification of said amendment, return to the state legislature the authority to select the senators of their choice. that the Congress shall enact a law regarding campaign contributions which will limit any contribution to a single candidate to $200, that contributions can be made only by citizens of the United States, and that corporations, political parties, unions, and other organizations are not provided freedom of speech by the Constitution and are disqualified and subject to criminal penalties for any contributions or any activities which are intended to influence the outcome of any election. Then follows the petitioner, the county, the state, and the date. And that ends the petition. Understanding that the Declaration of Independence was, from a more proper aspect, a declaration of dissolution of government. So, a proposed declaration of dissolution of government. When a government properly instituted under the authority of the people by virtue of the Constitution for the United States of America has abrogated its responsibility under said Constitution and has removed itself from responsibilities imposed upon it by said Constitution, and when those people choose to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to recognize such dissolution of government. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and property, that to secure these rights within a society, governments are instituted among men of that society, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. When that government becomes destructive of these ends, by usurpation of authority not granted by the people, or by abrogation of responsibilities, it is the right of the people to reinstitute that government on its original foundation and to amend that foundation to assure that such usurpations and abrogations do not recur. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they have become accustomed. But when long trains of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide for new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these states united under and by said Constitution, and such now is the necessity which constrains them to amend their former system of government. The history of all three branches of the present government is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To provide this, let these facts be submitted to a candid world. They have created a fourth branch of government, known as administrative agencies, that is independent of and not subject to the will of the people. Their courts have refused to rule upon the constitutionality of matters before them. They have imposed taxes that appropriate fully one-third of the value of one's earnings. They have generated a debt obligation on our posterity, still unborn, into the unforeseeable future. They have seduced millions of their people into dependence upon that government at the expense of their neighbors. They have secured for themselves benefit packages approaching those realized by members of royal courts. They have allowed the appointment of officials in capacities not recognized by the Constitution and barred from recourse by the people. They have established control over state and local governments by funding and obligations associated therewith. They have supported the creation of a standing army amounting to over 1 million officers who have both civil and military authority given them by the government. They have expanded the standing army by granting policing powers to many agencies of the government who have no need to be armed, and authorized to use those arms. They have provided undue immunity and impunity to those who have been given such powers. They have enacted laws that have effectively limited the selection of government office holders from two primary parties. They have endeavored to create empire around the world which serves not the people of this nation. They have waged war without a proper declaration of war, stating who is the enemy and what event will conclude those wars. They have enacted laws well outside of any police powers anticipated by the framers of the Constitution. They have subjected states to arbitrary control of the federal government contrary to the guaranteed form of republican government within the states. They have allowed the use of fiat currency contrary to the Constitution and have continued this practice under the guise of national emergency, which has existed for over 80 years. They have allowed favored financial institutions to loan money that does not exist to the people at usurious rates. They have loosened the immigration laws that have served this country well through its history and refuse now to enforce those laws that had been enacted to protect our nation from invasion. They have taken states of the Union to court for the state enforcing laws that the federal government refuses to enforce. They have extended their jurisdiction over the jurisdiction of the states, nullifying the states' right to a republican form of government. They have assumed jurisdiction in foreign lands, enforced by kidnapping, torture, and assassination. They have suppressed traditions held dear for centuries in this country. They have removed the rights of traditional churches and have granted rights to churches foreign to our heritage. They have assumed authority not granted by the Constitution. They have denied the states and the people rights guaranteed and protected by the Bill of Rights. They have refused to abide by the separation of powers doctrine by allowing members of the judicial branches of government to hold office in the legislative and executive branches of government. They have granted to fictitious entities, such as corporations, associations, unions, and other organizations, rights that are recognized to be granted by the Creator only to the people in their individual capacity. They have formed alliances with foreign nations which are objectionable to the intent of the Constitution and grant favors to foreign interests over the interests of the people. They have accused large groups of our population, including veterans who have fought for the country, of being a source of threat to that government, naming them as terrorists. Nor have we been deficient in informing the government of their failure to acknowledge their obligation under the Constitution. Campaigns, letters, phone calls, and demonstrations have been ignored by the government, and those who have voiced objection have been slandered by representatives of the government. A government that has become so inured to its belief in its own supremacy so as not to recognize their obligation to respond with truthful answers to the question posed by large numbers of people proves a disdain for those governed by that government. We have appealed to their magnanimity and in return have been chastised as incompetent and called names indicative of their supposed superiority. They have been deaf to the voice of the people and of justice. For these reasons, we have found that this government has dissolved itself and our allegiance thereto, and has forced it into a state of nature until such time as the Constitution is restored as the supreme law of the land. Thus ends this discourse.